I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. So if I was to turn the clock back about 10, 15 years to Christmas morning, my eldest son Thomas would have been awake at about 4 in the morning. He would have ripped his stocking apart and bounced about and wanted all his presents. And we would have arrived at church later on in the morning, about 10 o'clock, absolutely exhausted. So is that anybody's experience here? Does that ring true for some of you guys? Yeah? Yeah? How many of you have opened your presents already this morning? Anybody made a start? Yes? Annette? You've had yours already, have you? Okay, well done. And were your presents big or small presents? What did you go for first? Sorry? Oh, she's got an air fryer. Fantastic. Oh, right. Okay, grand. We're all round to yours for Christmas lunch then, Annette. Great. So, have you had your presents yet? No? So when you start your presents, do you go for the small ones or the big ones? The small ones, okay. Why do you do that then? The big ones might be better. How many people agree with that? Yeah? Well, small presents can be really, really good presents, can't they? Has anyone had a really expensive small present ever? Could be an expensive piece of jewelry, couldn't it? An engagement ring, maybe, something like that. So small presents can be really good, can't they? Don't have to be big to be good. So I've got a small present over here. Anyone like to volunteer to open my small present? Would you like to open this present for us? Small presents can be very exciting, can't they? So what have you got? Chocolate Christmas pudding. Fantastic. Fantastic. Is that going to be the best Christmas present you're going to have today? Maybe. Fantastic. Okay, well, you better come back next week and we'll see what else we can find for. So, small presents can be just as exciting as big presents, can't they? And the shepherds, on that first Christmas day, came to the manger, didn't they, in Bethlehem, and found a small present. They found in the person of Jesus as a baby the answer to all their hopes and fears, not just of themselves, but of all their people, a small present. And if all of us kind of think about looking at a baby touches our hearts, doesn't it? Forces us to kind of respond in love and compassion. So the shepherds were kind of marginalized people working out in the night on the hillside. They weren't very respectable people, yet they're the first people to be called to come and see this important small present. And they went with haste, didn't they? Haste and joy to see that small present. But I guess if they'd kept that present to themselves, we wouldn't be here this morning, would we? So they didn't keep it to themselves. They returned. And can you remember what they did? What did they do when they returned? The shepherds. They told everybody that they could think of about all that they'd seen and heard. So I've got another present over here. Any volunteers to open my second present? Don't be shy. Would you like to volunteer for us? Yes, you were smiling, so that's enough of a volunteering signal for me. What you got? A box of heroes, fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. So heroes are made to be shared, aren't they? I reckon. So you can open the box and share those around. And that's what the shepherds did. They told others all that they'd seen and heard in the Christ child that they saw in Bethlehem. And everybody was filled with amazement and wonder at the story that the shepherds told, because they realized it was a story for them too. A story for them too. And ever since then, that story has grown and grown. And I wonder what our response to that story is. This is what we heard in our second reading this morning, in the letter to Titus. What we heard was, the Spirit was poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So a story not just for a few shepherds on the hillside long ago, nor for a few people in Bethlehem long ago, but a story for every generation, including us because of the great generosity and grace of God, our Father. So I have another present over here. The presents keep on getting bigger. So you're hoping for some big presents, aren't you? What are you hoping your biggest present's going to be this year? Sorry? You don't know. You're just hoping they're going to be big. Fantastic. Anybody else got any big presents lined up? No? You're looking at your shoes in case I ask you to volunteer, aren't you? I can see that. Claire, would you like to open our big present for us? Thank you very much. A tub of celebrations. What could be better for a Christmas morning? A tub of celebrations so that we can all celebrate that the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy and generosity of God overflows to include all of us in our generation. And so I hope that you too will receive with joy, as the shepherds did, enthusiasm, awe and wonder, the gift of the Christ child. Amen. And afterwards, I'll allow you to take the chocolate home to celebrate and to share.